Proclamation number 4873 of 3rd of April, 1950. God reveals himself mentally to serious seekers. The path of salvation is taken by all those who once seriously immerse themselves in their innermost being and thereby consult me, who in faith in me questioningly request my assistance, who thus seriously seek the truth. I reveal myself to them and enlighten their thinking, i.e., they mentally come closer to the truth and find satisfaction in their mental results which they initially consider to be self-obtained. An earnest seeker finds the right path. He cannot go astray because I myself approach him as a guide and direct his steps in the right direction. Although he does not yet recognize me, he nevertheless accepts my guidance, i.e., he does not oppose the mental influences even though he does not yet know the origin of the thoughts. His will is not directed against me but he adapts himself to mine. A conscious striving upwards can be observed as soon as the human being inwardly makes an effort to create order in his thoughts. I now test every person as to whether his striving is serious, because his will should retain freedom, because he has to use it in the right direction in order to be able to enjoy my constant care, in order to be guided by me into the realization of myself. Everyone will have to pass these tests of faith before the pure truth is conveyed to him mentally or through mediators whom my love guides into his path. For the human being has to acquire the truth, it is not given to him as a matter of course, although it is offered to all people so that they will do everything themselves to be able to receive it. Truth is an extraordinary gift of grace which, however, everyone can acquire if only he seriously wants it, and he has to demonstrate his serious will by passing these tests of faith. But then he can be certain that he has taken the right path, the path of salvation, i.e., that he will very soon recognize his purpose of earthly life and adjust his way of life accordingly, that he will therefore reach the aim which is set for him as a human being, because his will subordinates itself to mine, thus he wants the same himself and thereby comes close to me, as is his destiny. Amen.